This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Nō mai, haere mai, kia ora tēnā koe, Free FM 89.0. It is a Sunday, warm day outside. Second show for the year. Good afternoon to you. Let's take a look at the weather. Talking about the weather outside, cloudy periods, nor-westerlies developing. Tomorrow, we're in for a few showers, clearing to fine in the afternoon, nor-westerlies turning southwesterly about midday. We're going for a high today of 28 degrees, overnight low of 18 degrees. Sunrise this morning. Was at 6:07 a.m. We were up with the birds, and sunset night at 8:45 p.m. And there is the fire season. Other than public conservation land, permits are not required today. The fire danger is moderate. That's courtesy of the Met Service. That's where I'm using their weather information. What's on my mind? The opinion is mine. Column comment. New Zealand mountaineer dies. The Japanese take Kuala Lumpur, capital of Malaysia. Ballet debuts in Leningrad. We have a composer and singer who dies. And an English pop star of T-Rex dies. New Zealand hit parade, January 11, 1968. Dwayne, planes, trains, automobiles, all the bells and whistles, and Gary Schofield. And Trevor's talk before we go at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Remember the face of that lady just before she was allegedly shot by Jonathan Ross, who was out with the American Border Patrol in Minneapolis and Minnesota. Jonathan Ross claims he was protecting himself. But why does an armed man go up to the window or near the car, the SUV, and shoot the woman in the head? Many questions are being asked of Ross's actions that day. He's been protected. Where is he? He should be in custody. But no, he's been protected by the Trump-run law enforcement agencies. And listening to Kirsty Noem today, she's blaming the woman that is dead, leaving behind her wife. Yes, the victim is a lesbian and her wife was nearby, but there's a six-year-old child who's now missing one of her parents. Sorry, his parents, because of the actions of ICE. Out of control. And now Trump, in his worst, has sent in more reinforcements to stop the rioting. People have the right to protest. It's in the First Amendment, but Trump doesn't want to know that. So he sends in the guards to take on the protesters. Also, the indiscriminate use of balls and gun balls, and also using tear gas against the protesters. I even saw this morning a woman in a wheelchair just after she was pepper sprayed and tear gassed. Jonathan Ross should hand himself into the police. I love that mayor who said to ICE, get the expletive out of Minneapolis. Trump is in trouble. His own MAGA people are turning against him. Marjorie Taylor Greene has left the Congress this week. She's gone, and now Trump and her are bitter enemies. More with Gary Schofield before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Day 11, 354 to go, January 11, 2026. 2008, New Zealand mountaineer Sir Edmund Hillary dies. 1942, the Japanese take the Malay capital of Kuala Lumpur. This day, 1857, English champion jockey. 1874, 86, Fred Archer born, dying 1886. Day in 1940, Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet debuts in Leningrad. This day in 2005, James Griffin of Bread dies of cancer.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man.
This day in 2005, Mickey Finn of T-Rex, I think it was 2005, yes, Mickey Finn of T-Rex died at age 55. And it was this day in 1935 that actor, voice artist Melvin Hayes, Gunner, Gloria Beaumont, It Ain't a Hot Mum, The Young Ones, Summer Holiday, Wandsworth in London. Today, Melvin Hayes is 90. So let's go back to 1975 when this song was number one. It's from his castmates, the late... Well, the actor who did play Don Estelle, Windsor Davies, are both deceased now. And I think Melvin Hayes is about... There's only about two of the surviving cast still alive. But we remember this number one song back in 1975. Here's the late Windsor Davies and Don Estelle.
You promised me green grass, not to tell what you heard. Whispering grass, say, you can't keep you a word. Keep you a word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whisper. told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all? The trees don't need to know.
Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blubbering trees. Oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to.
Saluting Melvin Hayes, who's 90 today, Gunnar Beaumont from It Ain't a Hot Mum, and that's Windsor Davies and Donna Still. The New Zealand Hit Parade, Mickey Finn died in 2003 from kidney failure, just to put you in the picture, 2 years out, sorry about that. New Zealand Hit Parade, January 11th, 1968, chart.org.nz. The chart was on a summer break this day in 1968. Snoopy and his was on his dog box taking pot shots at the Red Baron. Number four was the Cowsills and the Rain, the Park and Other Things. Let's go back to 1968.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
What?
Sills, this is Cosmopolitan News and Views, the rain in the park and other things. It's not raining today. It is a beautiful day outside, very, very warm. We're remembering Melvin Hayes, Gunnar Beaumont, in at Adolf Hut, Mum.
Meet the gang, cos the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. With music and laughter to help you on your way, to raising the rafters with a hey, hey, hey. The songs and sketches and jokes are anew, with us about, you won't feel blue. So meet the gang, cos the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. We are here to make you feel gay, so give us a cheer with a hey, hey, hey. Just gather around and put down your gun, with us about, there's plenty of fun. So meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
Right! Pay attention! You is now about to be entertained by the Royal Artillery Concert Party, Dulali Inja. During the show, you will sit up straight and not slouch in your chairs. And you will laugh and applaud in the relevant places. For they is as fine a concerted party as you will come across in any outpost of our far-flung empire.
Then a lot of posts!
Shut up! During the entertainment, refreshments will be served.
Shut up!
Shut up! And you will be kept cool by the Punker Walla.
Sergeant Major Sahab, aaj to panka aise kaam karega jaise air conditioning.
Shut up!
Meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. B-O-B-O-Y-S, boys to entertain you.
To live low while the flame is strong, cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me, there's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones our moral. And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Free FM 89.0, independent community radio, The Young Ones. Cliff Richard in the Shadows, Melvin Hayes is also on that, and also in Summer Holiday at 1 o'clock. Just an apology if you took offence to the song Meet the Gang from at Avon Hot Mum and using an unsavoury word. Sorry, but that was, I couldn't edit it out. And I hope you do not take offence at that certain word that was mentioned when old Battery Sergeant Major Williams was shouting at them to watch the show. 1 minute past one. It's just part of our history. One of the stars of An Antifot Mum, it's his birthday. It was his birthday today, the late Michael Bates. So, So interesting facts. 3 minutes past 1 o'clock, 3 minutes past one. A couple of weeks ago, I played a song that was done by the big holding company in Janis Joplin. It was also recorded by our very own Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And, of course, our own Paul Trimworth from The Bluegrass Show.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord, please don't let me down. Show me you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Fresh FM 89.0, Billy Vaughan and his orchestra, More Again with an E. It's translated into something like One More Sunrise. Billy Vaughan and his orchestra, a big hit for Ivo Robic back in the 50s. Talk about Michael Bates from Edda Fatmum and Last of the Summer Wine. Yes, he was in the original series of it, of The Last of the Summer Wine. We're remembering Michael Bates today. FM 89.0, independent community media, cosmopolitan news and views. Norrie Paramore Strings, The Last of the Summer Wine. Remembering Michael Bates, who died this day in 1978. He was born in colonial India, so he has Indian roots. The late Michael Bates from that particular series and It Ate of Hot Mum. Yes. And I think the first three or four series. It's 11 past one. Mel Driscoll joining me shortly. Let's take you back with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Hit a pick while sitting on a limb. Marsh, his chicken, but nearly got him wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen.
Hey, thank you.
leg hog walking in the yard. Made three steps and just one died. Never says who you think I am. Leg hog's resting a barrel on a ham.
Hey, barefoot Nellie, ho, barefoot Nellie, hey.
Riding on a load of hay, sold a man a trip to Mars, and now she sits behind the bars.
Hey, barefoot Nellie, oh, barefoot Nellie, hey, barefoot Nellie, oh, for me.
Nell put on her Sunday dress, hoping it would look the best. Made out of an oak, wheat sack, oh, right on the back.
Hey, barefoot Nellie, ho, barefoot Nellie, hey, barefoot Nellie, yo, for me.
Now Nellie's got a pair of shoes, and she can wear them if she'll choose. So why the heck she's got the blues? She wants to wear size 22s.
Hey, barefoot Nellie, ho, barefoot Nellie, hey.
Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Me and you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 16 past one, the film that also co-starred Melvin Hayes. He worked alongside Cliff Richard a few times. That's, of course, Summer Holiday, 16 past one. Hopefully speaking shortly to Gary Schofield, this shooting in Minneapolis. Murder. Wasn't murder. We'll get Gary's take on it shortly. I wonder if Melvin Hayes ever appeared in this series.
Adams was a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a chum buck to drink at the billabong. I've got the swaggy and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Up came the troopers, one, two, three. Who's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Who's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. I've got the swaggy and jumped into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda.
FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. That is John Williamson and the Rugby Club Choir doing Waltzing Matilda. Let's keep it similar right at this moment, because I found some Dame Kiri Te Kanawa. So let's try this at Free FM. Not Dame Kiri Te Kanawa, I can tell you that. Let's keep rolling on. Here is Dame Kiri Te Kanawa.
There's a dream I feel so rare, so real. All the world in union, the world. Best in me, I will find what I can be. If I win, lose, or draw, there's a winner in us all. It's the world in you. the best I can. Sets the goal for every man.
That's World in Union. That is Dame Kiri Takanawa. That's from the 2003 Rugby World Cup. We're going to move on. It's just on 24 past 1 o'clock. And right now, we're going to talk to Dwayne Porter. Afternoon, Dwayne. Okay, you've got your computer in here, so you can talk about what's going on in the world of vehicles. It's all yours.
Okay, good afternoon all. These are the vehicles that was recently went up for auction about a month ago, and I can tell you that it's been a real busy schedule from doing it, like as I'm looking in front of my computer, is that I even had like the stolen recoverage, the fire damage, and also the crash things. Even like when it was up for auction last week, I had a tractor which was stolen recovered. That's still sitting in the yard. I also got a few more other stolen recoveries, but mainly that this auction thing we've got is if these vehicles don't even go up for auction, they'll be sitting in our yard. And if they're sitting in our yard by next week or week after, we're going to scrap them. And that's how we actually do it, Bruce. Also, the shipping report, we've got a couple of boats in at the moment in Port Tauranga. Last week we had a petrol boat come in. Also, container boats, we even got a timber boat, a fertiliser boat. So just tomorrow we've actually got about 6 or 8 coming in. So hopefully we can go from there, and yeah, I'll wait for Mel to come in.
Yeah, we just saw Mel come down the path.
I'll carry on waiting for Mel to come in because he's got more information.
Okay, let's get back to John Williamson.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man he knew. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? And ba-da-da-da-da-da. Well, the eagle's flying round and round to keep it 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now, I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I can run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. For the 50 cents, umba-da-da-da-da. The designer should have had more sense. Umba-da-da-da-da. If you take a look, it'll prove to you I ran the pants of that kangaroo. But I do. Take a look, it'll prove to you he ran the pants of a kangaroo. Like a cockatoo, umba-da-da-da-da. Swoop and toss like an albatross, umba-da-da-da-da. You silly gala, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try to talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I do. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants on a kangaroo. The last time I saw old man, he knew him, ba-da-da-da-da. He was chasing a female, he knew him, ba-da-da-da-da. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty, umba-da-da-da-da. Flush can sing, but he ain't pretty, umba-da-da-da-da. Duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Mean you can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the the fickle barrel laughed and he said it's true. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Twenty-nine at 3FM. Old Man Emu, the late. No, he's still alive. John Williamson. Good afternoon, Mr. Driscoll.
Good afternoon, and especially to our regular contributor, Gary Schofield. As long as President Trump keeps on withdrawing from international organizations, 64 so far, the United States of America membership on international bodies focusing on issues affecting billions of humans, he risks ruining life as we know it. It might be matters of climate change, human health, refugees, defense alliances, nuclear arms. The United States will go its own way. His priority will be America first. On a whim, without warning, he justifies launching a strike on an oil-rich nation, its politicians, or undocumented citizens. So does Vladimir Putin. So did Adolf Hitler. And now, news that United States forces have taken over a fifth oil tanker. Is this the latest strike in accord with international law? Mr. Trump doesn't care. Military power prevails and speaks for itself. Gary.
Well, what a tremendous introduction. And I will say that in general, I agree with all of your characterizations. I wouldn't go as far as to say on a whim that the some of these decisions were made. But in general terms, I would agree with you that it is not within international law, a lot of these actions. But I do think that we should focus a little bit more on the bigger picture and what Trump's strategy is. So we have all these issues with the oil tankers, of course, with Venezuela being an enormous producer of oil. The United States doesn't really need its oil as much. And of course, Russia doesn't need its oil, but yet we're fighting over the oil tankers. What is really going on here is that being able to deny adversaries oil is the plan, I'm sure, that Trump has, specifically China. So China, as you may be aware, with other discussions, if you've listened to our program that deals with so many international crises and perceptions, China has made great inroads into what the United States, specifically Trump, would consider the sphere of the United States. They have bought on both sides of the Panama Canal. They have facilities there owned by Hong Kong. Trump has said and been concerned he now wishes to buy those companies out. There's lots that he foresees as being important to his Make America Great also includes that little environment around it, also includes Canada, also includes Greenland. So he is seeing the world the way that he wants it to be, with America having the security at home to, I would say, project force, whether it be used in war or to prevent war, elsewhere, for example, in the Pacific or in Asia. But you did harp on a very important point, which is nuclear. You put that in because very soon the START II, it's called the new START II now, treaty that governs nuclear testing, atmospheric testing, building more weaponry, the terrifying nature of nuclear weapons is about to expire. It started in 2010, or it was renewed then, and now we're coming into 2026 when it expires in only a matter of weeks. That was set up when we had the world into two camps, the mighty Soviet Union and the mighty United States. We no longer have that. We have a three-player nuclear, and if we're not careful, nuclear arms race. China is also a major player. So from the United States perspective, if we are reduced in our nuclear weapons, along with Russia, that doesn't stop any reduction from China. So all these are big players. So what may seem as wildly haphazard or even sometimes crazy and breaching other standards, which I do agree they have been breached, there is a plan, I would say, at large afoot.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are we?
Good afternoon, Bruce. Sorry about that nice long introduction.
Hey,
no
problem.
So many wonderful topics that Mel brought up.
Yep. Good news out of America this week. The health system will survive for a little while longer because bipartisan within the Congress and the Senate has made Trump angry.
That's more of the Obama, what they would consider the Obamacare aspect of things to survive.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And, of course, other points that the tide is turning with all these Republican Congress people, and they're turning against Trump and are voting, much to his anger, with with the Democrats on various pieces of legislation.
I think that it might have been your foresight in seeing that we were having a showdown with the War Powers Act. You might be referring to that vote where Republicans actually voted with Democrats to prevent further military action against Venezuela, for example, without their permission, without Congress. Because after all, the United States was set up with Congress being responsible for war, certainly the funding of it, and to leave them out of the picture could be unconstitutional. So, yes, we are seeing things like that. We're also seeing the ICE story, you know, with the shooting death of Renee Good. I'm sure that you've followed
ramifications. I'm now looking at the CNN coverage of it right now and right in front of me. She was out doing some shopping. She had toys in the back of her car, her son's toys. Her wife, yes, Renee Good was a lesbian, and her wife was outside the car filming stuff. And then this, I don't know whether it's murder yet, but Renee Nicole Good was shot in the head by a man called Jonathan Ross, and the man just walked away from the car. And now Kristi Noem and others are hiding the facts. So, and both the governor of the state of which it happened in and the mayor, told the told ICE to get the expletive out of Minneapolis. And
yeah, I saw all those articles, and I also followed that. Yeah, I agree with you that we don't really know exactly the facts of what happened. But just to put it into perspective, and this is a discussion a little bit far away, and it comes back to New Zealand, if you don't mind my
carrying it. Go for it.
And by the way, it seems, and you can't really tell from what has been released, and I'm sure that will be a detailed investigation, but when you approach a police officer, and I'm speaking personal experience, you have to, in the United States, you have to be very careful. In a country that is heavily armed, you have to be very careful what your movements are, how you move. You're asked for your wallet. You're asked for your identification. You don't rush to that. You move very slowly. You must have both hands visually visible in front of that police officer.
Yep.
Because they don't think of it from the police officer's point of view, you know, for a change on this score. So they don't know what they're dealing with. Somebody might have erratic movements, they might have behavioral problems, they might be on drugs, but they might be armed. So what does an officer do in those situations? It causes an immediate escalation to a knife-edge situation. And you have a riot, in this case, coming back to the ICE, or a potential riot, a potential showdown. There have been cases where officers have been rammed. It would seem, and I don't have all the details, but it would seem that the officer was struck by the car, or at least it sounded like that. I mean, I watched the same video, and I'm not apportioning blame because it's still outstanding.
Yep.
But think of New Zealand. New Zealand, and police stop people all the time. I actually am a little uncomfortable, the fact that happens, where people can be going about their everyday, you know, not breaking any laws, and police officer will pull you over, as they did with me last night, you know, just to breathalyze you. And that was a very pleasant interaction.
Yes.
You know, we're all smiling and laughing and everything. However, what if New Zealand continues its arming of its population? That will change.
Yep.
Right? You're getting a knife-edge situation of life or death every time you meet with a police officer. That yeah. isn't, you know, that is the nature of what things are like when you live in the United States. You have to be very careful and very mindful.
You talk about those road stops. I've been pulled over in the back of a taxi, and the officer looked in the back of the taxi and said, "Sir, put your seatbelt on." That's the only words he said to me. And Mel and I have been stopped by coming back from the university one night, and of course both Mel and I don't drink. So, they've got the right. And then you see these idiots, they try to turn their cars around and they just run off. And,
But the point I'm making is that they don't do that in the United States. They won't stop you for no reason.
Yeah.
If you're not committing a crime, you know, maybe your back headlights out, then they might breathalyze you. But, there is that standard that's different, it would seem, in New Zealand, where people can be stopped even though they're obeying the law.
Yep. Final word on Maduro. One of the things that came out this week is that Trump took Maduro out of Venezuela because he was doing his dance moves.
Before we finish on that very highlight note, and see it's the final one, can I just have a second to final one very quickly?
Go for it.
So if what I'm saying is correct, and it really is about denying oil to China, don't forget that denying oil to Japan was the outbreak of World War II in the Pacific, and Pearl Harbor follows.
Yep.
So I'm just saying this is a very serious business that we are witnessing.
Yes,
it could have been the dance move.
I'm going to play Trump's theme song in a minute after we finish.
Can't wait.
Right. Hey, Gary, we'll talk again next week, as I think that the police officer should be stood down, Jonathan Ross, for an independent evaluation, because the FBI is saying they're going to be the only people that are investigating it, which I think is very, very wrong. It should be a state investigation. The FBI should keep out of it at the moment. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. There we are, Gary Schofield of Free FM 89.0. As I said, here is Trump's theme song. Big supporters of Donald Trump, of course, and YMCA. Time to say Happy New Year to John Terrace. Afternoon, sir.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys. I hope you're looking forward to it. I am.
Yeah, happy it's the media starting to get going for 2026, and right now there's big movements in RNZ. There's a new host for Midday Report. John Campbell's gone to Morning Report. A lot of chairs being changed for RNZ, and their ratings have gone up. So that's good news for them.
I'm sure that they'll have a good year, because they've actually decided to grasp change rather than sort of hide from it, which is a good thing. You know, I think the writing's been on the wall at Radio New Zealand for some time. They really do need to refresh and revive, change things a bit.
Well, we've got through the silly season when traditionally news media carry some fairly superfluous matters and treat it with a bit of levity. What do you see looming on the media horizon that deserves our attention, John?
Well, I think it's very hard, if you're at all interested in the media, to ignore the fact that we've got an election coming up. And if I may, I've just got a few thoughts that have come to me about how some of our political leaders might be thinking as they approach this time. This, by the way, has to be labelled comedy, because that's what it is. It's my idea of what Christopher Luxon and Chris Hipkins might be thinking as they approach the 2026. First of all, there's Christopher Luxon, and he's contemplating the idea of having a dream like Martin Luther King. And he's thinking to himself, what am I going to do if the light that I see at the end of the tunnel is, in fact, a railway train coming the other way? What I have to say to you, that's one of his favorite phrases, is that optimism is what we need more of.
Yeah.
Well, all those best-selling books by Tony Robbins can't possibly be wrong. If times get tough, you just need to take another concrete pill. That's what keeps me... That's why I keep telling the bottom feeders out there all the time that if only they would listen up and turn around their lives, we would all be better off.
As a politician, what was the best piece of advice that you were given? I know Keith Holyoake said something like breathe through your nose or something. What was the best piece of advice that any politician gave to you?
I think probably that the best advice that I ever got was when somebody said to me, you know, you really want to give it up. You really, really want to let it go and do something else. I mean, there are ways that people can be addicted or become addicted to politics if they're involved in it. It's very hard not to feel as though this is something that needs you and you need it. But really and truly, you know, if you haven't made some sort of a contribution and been able to make some sort of an impact after a decade in politics, you really should give it away. That's been my my best shot at a sort of insight into how to treat the world of politics. Jacinda Ardern's got the idea. She's taken off to the other side of the world. And I'm sure that Christopher Hipkins will be having nightmares wondering whether she's going to come back or not. Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's interesting. When does Parliament return? It's the end of this month, is it? Or
I'm sure it's going to be this year, around about or immediately following the Wellington Anniversary Day, which is in fact this coming Monday, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry,
not this coming Monday. It's tomorrow week.
Yeah, tomorrow week. And of course, over the holidays, the silly season, as Mel says, Winston Peters has had a go at Luxon. He's probably over some of the legislation that's going through. So there's a bit of tension there between Winston and Christopher.
Yes, and I think that's because Winston is more and more thinking about the possibility that he's going to go with Labour next time. If you look carefully at what he does and says, a lot of it is envisaging a time when Labour is no longer being led by Christopher Hipkins, and instead is led by Winston Peters.
Oh, Winston vowed never to work with Labour again. So
he's vowed so many things that he's broken his vow on. But you know, you can never count them out. They keep saying it could be his last rodeo, but I'm not sure. I mean, he would say No. He would say my ancestors were hunter-gatherers, and what I do is to hunt down stray voters who don't know their own minds.
Yeah.
And bring them home.
Hey, you know, I've been looking through who's been Prime Minister of New Zealand over the years. People remember Mickey Savage on your side, of course. They also remember Keith Holyoake, John Marshall. There was also Peter Fraser, who led New Zealand through World War II. And various other Prime Ministers and Premiers of New Zealand. We've had a few, good, the bad and the ugly.
The good, the bad and the ugly, and some of them were good, and some of them it's probably better that we do forget them.
And, of course, we can't forget Sir Walter Nash. Did you ever meet Sir Walter Nash?
I met him many times, yeah. He was a neighbour of mine. Yeah.
And, of course...
I lived in the hut, he lived in the hut. He was MP for the hut, I was MP for the hut.
And
He didn't know, and neither did I, when we did meet, as we did several times. He didn't know that I was going to be the member of Parliament for the Hutt. He was an amazing man. He lived near me, and he used to take the train. He couldn't drive. He didn't know how to drive a car, or perhaps didn't want to drive a car. And so he had to take the train. And every morning he would get on the train, and I would get on the same train.
Yeah.
And so I saw a lot of them on the train platform. Yeah.
And of course, Stuart Nash's grandson has gone rogue. I think he's been booted out of the Labour Party. He's hoping for a seat with New Zealand First, but he has to shut his mouth because he made some unsavoury comments in the media late last year. So Stuart Nash has gone rogue.
I don't know where he's coming from, that man. He does have a lot of talent. He does have a great deal of ability, but it doesn't seem to me as though he's quite, he doesn't have to go around upsetting people.
Yep.
He's been in politics too long.
He's been fired from his post anyway, or he left anyway. Hey, John, happy new year. We'll speak again in the next coming weeks.
Great to talk to you guys.
It's a pleasure.
And I wish you all the very best. You're one of the bright spots.
Hey,
in everybody's week.
It's thanks to you that we got monthly ratings and we've gone up again. We went down, then we've gone up again. So this is due to podcasting.
Radio free.
Anyway, chat to you later, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye. There we are, former MP and former media man, the one and only, the Honourable John Terrace. Got to remember his title there, Mel.
Indeed. New Zealand's used cars, wrecked cars and damaged machinery market is thriving by attracting people with a will to bid for them, including online bidding to make more of them than for scrap metal alone. Let's look at the range of vehicles that our insight comes from Dwayne Porter, who has an interest in all of this.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mel and Bruce. The variety that we've actually got is amazing, of what machineries and cars and boats and diggers, you name it. These vehicles that go up for auctions, that is money from all the contractors that are interested in buying them. Also, that, you know, the repossession ones and the variety of, you know, the damaged and stolen recovered ones. So what we've done is, like last week, was that we had this yard and we went down and sorted out what's going to go and what's going to go into the scrap heap. So we figured it all out, and like by the end of the day, we emptied the whole yard out. And also that we decide to put new stock in coming up next week, Mill.
Well, yes, it never stops, and each holidays is going to produce some more cases of vehicles that are separated from their rightful owners and have somehow, by one means or another, have ended up in a yard waiting for claimants or payments and then finally a new lease of life.
Yes, also that, you know, with the stolen recovered cars, that most of the time that people do get their cars back once they've been stolen. And on top of that is just the a variety of the insurance companies that comes out and investigate it and do do their job, and it makes our job more easier.
Talk of Tauranga and its port out of the Mount attracting the attention of the underworld.
It's been touching under the underworld very good, there, Mel. We've got about 13 boats coming in tomorrow from all over the place.
Customs will be on their tiptoes, ready to peruse their cargo.
Yep, and also that I found out that, like, last week they arrested a lady from Indonesia that arrived in on a flight from Indonesia to Auckland, and she had 12 kgs of cocaine in her bag.
Oh, naughty lady. Hey, thank you for your report. We'll do it again next week at Free FM 89.0. Remember this particular theme? That is the theme to the sci-fi series from Thames Television in the UK in the 70s called The Tomorrow People, a series that probably our friend Trevor doesn't even remember. Do you remember The Tomorrow People?
Not since yesterday.
Good answer. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to say hello to my niece, Sue, and my sister-in-law, Barbara, who are listening to my talk today. I'm going to talk about companies that are suffering, like the medical, nurses, education, police, fire service, to name a few, that are struggling to get money out of the government to support their jobs and companies and so on. Well, so what I see is it's down to technology. Retail in particular, everything's done by email and post as well. So letters and shopping and retail shops are a thing of the past. And therefore, there's a lot of tax income that the government aren't receiving. Instead, they're paying out unemployment benefits. No wonder the government don't have enough money to cater for all these companies that are struggling.
Hey, on other notes, I believe your favourite television show was removed to show the tennis. Did you watch the tennis?
Oh, no, it wasn't replaced by tennis. I think there's a technical issue over in the UK.
Oh, yep.
And it's back to normal as from last Wednesday.
Okay. We'll stop all the name blame or whatever. Hey, it's been a pleasure having you again here today. And it's been a week of hell in America. We've had a lady shot dead, allegedly by ICE. You've seen the videos, and I've seen lots of videos on this particular series. So let's end the day with a bit of kindness. Kindness goes a long way, remember?
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, when you're going the wrong way, when you've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness, narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.